plastic.
Is what you get every time. That must mean it's Friday night? Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box, and you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. That's Mad Radio, right downtown Madison. Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. And, you know, you can always call in 844-967-2789. Sorry I missed last week. But we'll explain some of that on the show. This week's show is from road rage to outrage and everything in between. And I think everybody's dealing with that. But I'll go back to last week. You know, it's Thursday, and it's homecoming week in Madison. And the business I work at, yeah, that's one of our busiest times, right? So I had to work Thursday through Sunday. And you guys know I'm looking for a house, and I got to be out, and I got to be out by basically, you know, Friday night this week, preferably early, according to my aunt, the executor of the estate. And, you know, I'm at work and all of a sudden my denture breaks in half. That's a good bagel, folks. That is a good bagel. And I'm like, oh, man, I didn't need this. I got a doctor's appointment, you know, in like 55 minutes. Oh, well, you know, I'm not so vain, people. I may look a little different and sound kind of funny because of that, but, you know, we had other important things to take care of, right? We had to go to the doctor and then make it through the weekend, right? And couldn't get much done. You get one load out there with all the beds to the storage. Okay, time, the clock is ticking, right? I've got cats I got to move. I got to find somewhere for them to go. And everything I'm just swinging and missing on. And so we get to Monday, and it's like, wow, I just lost like 4 days, and now I'm going to lose two more because I got a CT at 7:30 and cancer screening and meeting with the doctor at 10:20, and I'm like, I'm not feeling very good. I've been under a lot of stress, losing weight, thyroid's messed up. I'm a little worried this time, which, if you ask me, being overconfident is not the way you want to be when you're dealing with illnesses, but you want to be, you know. But being nervous is a good thing, just like in sport. You know, if you're not nervous before the game starts, you're probably not going to be as effective as you usually are. That's just been my experience. And then Tuesday, okay, so right after that, I get to go eat my last meal at 10 a.m. before I go see the cancer doctor. And then I've got the next morning is the old colonoscopy. So the minute I get done and get home, I got to drink, what, 3/4 of that. Then, strangely enough, they said, and then at 4:20 a.m., and I'm like, ooh, you guys know me. I guess you guys know me. And so I had to finish it off, and then, okay, nothing after 6 a.m. You can't drink anything. And I'm like, man, this is like 2 days of not really eating much. And then my colonoscopy was a failure because something I ate and it had potato skins on it. And I avoided that stuff for a week and man, but they kind of laughed it off. Yeah, it's just follow up to your 5-year. And I'm like, okay. But the cancer doctor said, you know, he's smiling. He says, you know, it's been 3 years since your last procedure, the ablation, to take out a tumor. And nothing's happening, dude. That little thing you got there that hasn't grown for the last 3-4 years. So now you don't have to come back for 6 months. Ooh, that really started to lift my spirits. But then I had to get back to moving. And I'm calling friends. And Well, actually, Monday night, we did haul some stuff, or Sunday night, whatever it was, and I got all the beds out, and thanks to my boss loaning the van and a co-worker, we got that done. And then Tuesday, you know, I couldn't do anything after the colonoscopy. You got to rest. Wednesday, we hit it again. One of my best friends, and well, two of my best friends, one with a truck, one with a SUV, and me and my Prius. And we took load after load after load. And then on Thursday, my aunt comes in. Or maybe it was, yeah, it was Thursday. We got everything just about done. And she came in and pleasantly surprised, because over the weekend, one of my other aunts and her husband, my uncle Tim, they come in and wrapped up all the dishes and everything. So to personally and publicly thank my Aunt Jo, the executor of my mom's estate, and my mom's sister, Aunt Pat, and her husband, Tim Lubinsky. And then we go to Richard at work and Jeffrey James. Yeah, Jeffrey James Onsrud of Jeff's Guitar Clinic. And my friends, Jack and Dawn, who I'll be staying at their house because of this housing thing. And if you don't have credit, forget that you don't have bad credit. You're fighting an uphill battle. Everybody's got stuff going on. So it's not like people aren't trying to help and everything. But hey, let's get this done. And then thankfully, my aunt prodding me and pushing me and making sure, come on, we got to do this. And I moved my cats to an unknown location, and in like a van that used to be a camper that's been stripped out. And the guy said, well, you know, they go in there, you know. And, you know, how long are they going to be there? Well, you're just going to junk it anyway. So I'll put out the video later on Facebook so people can see how one of my cats reacted to the new place. And the others were hiding. But we get that done. And at 6 p.m. tonight, I'm free, clear, the house is clean, and I start my new life, right? Took one last video of the house, told her that I loved her. But the stress is gone. The stress is gone. I got my pets where they need to be. I got me where I need to be. And now I can relax and pursue permanent housing, not in a desperate situation, not taking anything that's been on the market for 58 days and nobody wants it. There's a reason for that, folks. It's a house that's not in good shape, okay? So we got through that. And I also went down and saw my best friend who needed me to go down last night. And I'm like, man, I got a lot to do. I won't be there. I drove all the way down there, get there about 10 o'clock, spent some time with her, quality time. I mean, I picked up a lot of supplies for her because I knew I wouldn't be able to take her shopping that late at night. And I knew I was going to have to turn around and come back. But it was like, hey, man. It ended in a positive note where we hugged and said we love each other and were able to not have, because she's tormented with her mental health issues. And that also torments me. And I don't know if you, I'm sure a lot of you, feel free to call as well. 844-967-2789. Share your rage, your outrage, and anything in between. Because the world is speeding up and needs to be slowed down. So what I did was I slowed myself down because I know that we're going down a bad road all across this planet. Conflicts everywhere. I don't call them wars. I call them conflicts that need to be resolved and not backed with weaponry that kills people. Oh, they did this and they did that. And I'm like, well, maybe we should sit down and talk about it. Can't we share this planet together? But when you have awful leaders, and yes, Bibi Netanyahu, you are an awful man, okay? You are the equivalent of Trump, the far-right movement, a nationalist movement. decades of pounding on the people in Palestine. Yes, Hamas is a terrible organization, kind of like the Proud Boys in America, you know? And everybody's telling me, oh, yes, but those babies, that all this beheading and stuff. And I'm like, how do you know all this stuff is being accurately reported? Remember in Wisconsin when we were flipping the cars and burning them and you could see the palm trees in the back in Wisconsin during the uprising in Wisconsin to make us look like we were violent when we're not. And we didn't do violence and we didn't do harm to our capital and we used the law and our rights, our state constitutional rights, to stand up against this, right? I don't know why people are like, well, who do you think is right? I think they're all wrong. But the one thing I do not stand with is foreign U.S. policy, U.S. foreign policy, for providing weapons because it's profitable. It's profitable for the United States to sell arms to people in conflict. Did you hear that? It's also the biggest contributor to the fossil fuel disaster we have going on in this country, and the Pentagon, how much energy they use and how much pollution that causes. And yet everybody gets on like it's a freaking football game. And the media, oh, yes, sensationalizing, rationalizing, normalizing death and destruction. Isn't this great? They love the coverage. You can't get away from it. Ukraine and Russia went forever and ever. No, now it's the Middle East. And, of course, everybody's worried about, is this end times? Why not prepare yourself? Yes, this is the way I felt after seeing my best friend and after doing the best to honor my mother's will and protect my aunt from some people that have been really brutal. Man, I made it through. And you guys did too if you're listening. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. I seem to be the only guy that can read the paint, follow the speed limits, stop at stop signs. Can I tell you guys something? We're the roundabout state, right? You clowns can't drive on a straightaway. And now we're putting in roundabouts where people are just like on your ass, okay? All week long, I got people pushing me. I'm going the speed limit. I ain't old, man. You don't kick your ass. I get the road rage from that. I'm not the guy that likes to road rage people. So anyway, yes, tonight I'm like finishing up my stop. I'm pulling out of this gas station. There's two sides to the entrance and exit. One is for semi-trailers, and it has, you know, like the yellow slashes in a rectangle or whatever. So, you know, don't go through there. Don't go through there. Go left in the direction where the arrow is pointing. So I'm about to do that. Well, first, I'm backing up, and I'm like three quarters of the way out of my stall, and somebody whips around the corner and is like right on me. Like, you know, you see that I'm backing up before you pulled around the corner here, right? Yeah, it's a parking lot. And then as I'm turning left, here comes some clown coming in the wrong way. And I put my hands up, and he goes, you're supposed to be over there. I'm like, wow. So that's why the arrow I'm following is pointing this way, and you're going against it. There's two there, buddy. You're in the wrong one. Yours was the first one. Mine's the second one. And you got to be careful, right? You don't want any conflict on the road with the way people are wired today. Fortunately, I don't carry a gun because I probably would have shot 50 cars this week. Not the people, just their car. I'm kidding. Violence is not the answer, right? But I got to tell you, if the police departments in every city are just waiting for somebody to shoot or rape or rob or just go into a neighborhood of poor people and go after brown people and maybe shoot a few and kill them. Every day it happens. Every single day. And it's been happening for a long time. The rage, road rage in the police department is unbelievable. So now they got these things, and I like it, right? I'm at the point now where I'm like, put up some damn cameras, man. You got, as people are talking about, we need rapid transit in Madison. I go, have you tried East Washington? It's pretty rapid. East Washington Avenue? It's not supposed to be. None of these streets are supposed to be rapid. They're set at 25, and people are going 50. Is it because you're late for work? Is it because you stayed up too late, had too many beers? I'm not going to say you smoke too much weed because I wake up every day. But I will say that I am, like, rarely taking any lately. I'm focused on, hey, man, I got to be alert in this world. Whether I'm walking down the sidewalk, going to work, coming from work. But can I suggest something to all you people? You know what time you got to be to work, right? And you know what time you leave every day because you're like 5 minutes late as you're leaving. You're not going to not be late by trying to speed it up. You're still going to be late. And you're probably going to see me pass you like 5 times in my Prius, just coasting, picking up that 50 miles per gallon while you're hitting your brakes and stopping and starting. And lo and behold, I usually get to the place before they do. Because they're just not, hey, man, you got to practice this, right? You got to get up and you got to go, you know, okay, so it takes me 40 minutes to get there. You know, I think I'm going to leave an hour before, you know, leave for an hour. That gives me like 20 minutes in case there's an accident, in case you got to stop and get gas. But relax, man. There's nothing more enjoyable in my world than jumping in my car and going for a drive down country roads, relaxing. Why not relax? You're supposed to be relaxed when you're driving. Yes, you're supposed to be focused. You got your hands on the wheel. You're not being distracted. Oh, wait, you guys are texting and you're coming up behind me. And I see you texting and you're not looking. And it really freaks me out, man. That's how you see all these cars with the smashed back end and front end, is people not looking, texting and calling. And that goes for pedestrians. I get really angry when I'm waiting at the light and all of a sudden it says, don't walk. But our light stays, you know, red for another 8-10 seconds. And so people will look and then they'll look and then they'll look. And guess what? They'll step off that curb right when my light turns green. And then you say, hey, man, and they look at you like, or they're looking at their device and they're completely unaware. Completely unaware of traffic that's coming. I'm surprised more people don't get hit and killed. But I'm going to change my way. From now on, I'm going to pull up nice and slow. And then I'm going to lay on the horn, baby. I'm going to lay on it and I hope you brought some extra shorts because you're going to be scared. But people get mad and I go, you're walking through a red light, man. Why are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me? Yeah, how you like me now, chump? Huh? The old long-haired guy. You ain't scared of me. I've had police tell me that I'm intimidating. The truth does that, folks. The truth. And being wired a little bit like me will help, too. I'm not afraid. But I sure am wondering why nobody's calling tonight. Man, we're going to the hard break. And then after that, I want to see it light up. 844-967-2789. Let me know what's happening with your world. Shutting off electricity, water, hospitals. What kind of human does that? This song kills me, man. Just kills me. Because it's true. And it hurts. And I don't want to feel like that anymore. So I'm going to go to Joanne in Madison. How are you, Joanne?
It's so wonderful that you survived this week. We were all praying for you.
Yeah, and
now this was a tough week.
And I said, if I can make it, I'm going to be strong. And I'm coming back strong,
exactly.
Aren't I?
And you also will have lessons to teach us, because we all need to learn how to deal with the obstacles in our own lives. But just one more comment. I know that there are so many other issues than just bad driving. But the thing that bothers me the most, I think, is when somebody just starts honking behind you when you slow down or whatever. And that hurts everybody, because when you hear a honk, you don't know if it's something really important that you have to worry about, or if somebody's having a bad day behind you and wants you to move a little faster. And it can be unsettling. One might make a bad decision and go into an intersection inappropriately because of that honk. So, again, everybody, be a little lighter on the horn.
Yeah, remember when they used to give tickets for that, and tickets for speeding, and tickets for making wrong turns and running through red lights? And I watch it all day long, and I've actually seen cops sitting on the side, and they don't do a damn thing, because, you know, that's not fun. I'm waiting for some action, man.
It would be great if the cops could give us tickets, positive tickets. You know, you did a great job. You didn't honk. You know, you were very patient while this person was trying to figure out which house to deliver the goods to, or something like the pizza to, or whatever. And you didn't honk. You know, here's $25 or something.
Like the Progressive commercial, except they suck. It's not real. Those commercials are not real. I had the device. And they raised it on me because you drive a lot. Yeah, man, I got a Prius. And I don't, right. That's how I travel. And I go see my best friend, and it takes me 2 hours to get there and 2 hours to get back. Go on, Joanne.
Right. But just about the weekend, I don't know if you had a chance to watch a lot of the television that is portraying the wars that we're entering into in the Middle East and all of that, but it's being portrayed like a game show.
Yeah.
With the fancy graphics and all of that, and we've got this guest host here, you know, and it's, you know, we need the information so we can answer questions to to our students and children about it and stuff like that. But, you know, does it have to be portrayed in this way? I've been listening to, you know, like BBC News America and all that, just to have some calmer voice that's not, not the TV, but the radio, something that is not as glaring and as almost pornographically graphic about all of this.
Well, yeah, and your history that I know and met you is as anti-war and a peace activist, right? I mean,
exactly.
When has war ever been the answer? It's not the answer. We had the bumper stickers for a long time. No, hardly anybody cares about that anymore. And again, this is entertainment now.
It's scary because it's only going to be promoted because, as you were saying, people are getting profit from this. CNN is finally getting ratings. And some of these shows.
Oh, Poppy Harlow's the worst. She is so bad. She's like a valley girl on, you know, what? A Speed or something, or not even that, Quaalude.
There's just got to be a different way of presenting this information so we can absorb it, understand it, do something about it politically, but not, trying to get carried away with it emotionally. The colors and the graphics moving in and out with these tanks and all of that, and it's frightening. And if we're entering a world like, if we're forcing our children to be a part of a world like this, we're not adding anything to their lives. Let's put it that way. Thank you so much for everything you do, and hang in there for one more week. We need you so much on Friday nights. We're all listening. I know everybody listens to your show. I talk to other folks who listen to this network, and you're one of their favorite shows, but we like to listen to you because your storytelling is so much fun instead of listening to somebody like me.
Hey man, it wouldn't be much good if you didn't call in and comment on what I'm talking about, Joanne, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a great week.
Yep. It's true. This is, I disconnected my cable. One, because I'm moving, and two, because it's useless. I can't watch more than a minute on any of these channels. I'm like, I can't watch it. I get angry, right? So I'm turning it off. I'll watch a little bit of local news, you know, but for the most part, I know what's going on. I'm aware of what is going on in the world, and I don't need a bunch of clowns making millions of dollars being paid by corporate people to sway people into opinions that aren't the solution, that they aren't helping. It's like, well, I believe this and I think this, and what do you think about that? And I'm like, some guy told me, it's actually Palestine's fault. It goes all the way back to the Ottoman Empire. And I'm like, dude, how about some recent history? How about like 3-4 decades of bombing people in the strip there, right? Palestinians. We're not talking about Hamas. And you know what? I question whether there's actually these beheadings going on, or if they're, I'm not saying that it's atrocious. Of course it is. Of course it is. Do we have to really, you know, explain ourselves when it comes to how awful this stuff is? I'm going to go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hey, Pizza Box. You know, you're right as usual as you're living your positive values. I agree with Joanne. You know, we just really need to hear your message. There's a quote by African quote that says, "The times are urgent, let us slow down. The times are urgent, let us slow down." A lot of wisdom there. And I'm so happy. I'm so glad that you've established yourself in your temporary residence with your fur babies. How many kitties do you have?
I don't know if I should say that. No, but they're not with me. They're in a different location, but I do have 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this. Oh. My mother's home sold for $360,000 in cash, and the house was immaculate. And I'm going to tell you, my mom wasn't like, you know, she ended up liking some of my cats. They'd go up and see her when, before I moved in with her, she had one of my cats. And when I came back, she was kind of disappointed because she's going downstairs with me all the time. But It's not the cats aren't the problem. People are. You know, first of all, you got to get like a couple of large storage containers that are actually used as litter boxes. But don't get the ones with wheels, because then when they pee in the corner and it clumps and you can't get it out and you lose half of your litter. But and then my friends, you know, I'm going to stay on their couch. I mean, they take care of a lot of people. They take care of grandchildren, siblings, you know, they are wonderful people. And without them, I couldn't have done all this. I mean, I waited far too long and everybody was nervous, but nobody is anymore. and everybody's going to, you know, and my family's going to get their share of the inheritance. And I'll try to heal from all the horrible things that happened during that time. But how many times do you hear it that families go after each other? I want this. I want that. I don't care about this. I'm never coming back anyway. Well, you know, what about those of us that want to come back and spend time, you know, relatives that are close together? So I'll land, you know, somewhere. I mean, but I mean, right now, it's just good to be able, like you said, and what I said earlier was, slow it down. I don't need to go faster. I need to go slower, Mary.
Yeah. Well, you've been in my positive intentions for this, that you're going to land on your feet, you know, and, you know, you have. So, you know, on the subject of the crazy driving out there, I'd just like to recommend learning about and practicing meditation. It helps us to respond to situations, not react, you know, and kind of gets us out of the road rage. So if you haven't looked at meditation, I think it would serve you well. And then lastly, on the subject of challenges in life, some people know as disabilities, the Unitarian Church West in Brookfield this Sunday is going to have a guest speaker on ableism, understanding disabilities in an ever-inclusive world. So it will be on the web, you know, if people want to tune into that, I'm sure it's going to be a profound message there. And then it's available afterwards, too. So you can, you know, on the web, just call up UU Church West, and it'll be there. But keep on with your positivity.
And thank you.
You
always keep us posted on positive events that are happening, and I appreciate that, because that's what we need right now. We need people to bring some sanity back to this country.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch any of this nonsense in the Congress this week. I don't need to. Steve Scalise? Oh, you mean the David Duke with a cane because you were almost murdered on a softball field and that didn't make you change? That makes you brag about being a fascist and a racist? What a clown. I mean, Jim Jordan, the guy that wouldn't spill the beans on the abusive and rapist doctor that they had in the locker room, and then calling the other wrestlers crying, don't, please, please, you guys, please. I think there should be a movement in Wisconsin to remove his All-American honors at the UW. But, you know, the UW system's got a lot of people in it that aren't helping us either. How much time we got? We got time to take Tom? We're going to Tom in L.A. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Michael. First off, we the people means government, and I hope everyone realizes that and understands that. Also, I want to say that I love Joanne, and I love Mary and Jeannie, actually. And Bounor Betsy's been, but she's been missing too. So anyway, you got some great, great callers and great people, just human beings, I can tell.
It makes me keep coming back, Tom, every week, because if I didn't know about it, I'd have given up. And I had to miss last week because I just had too much. You know, I'm like, I can't do it this week. I got all this stuff going on in my head and doctor's appointments and my best friend struggling down there and I can't get to her. And yeah, it was I am so overjoyed to be out of the mess. I filmed my mom's house on the inside, told it that I loved it, and put my keys down and walked out the door and ain't no looking back. And the people moving in appreciate that. I'm like, I checked to see do you guys like birds? Because I'll leave all these feeders. I mean, you're gonna have a whole yard full of chipmunks and squirrels and rabbits and everything.
That's right.
And they wanted it.
Also, I was going to just recommend a movie for Joanne. It's called Don't Look Up.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio thing, because that guy tells you where we're at.
Wow.
With this craziness that goes on with our corporate media.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's called Don't Look Up.
And it kind of like we're at the Don't Look Up with that. Remember the one where the president was, everybody was, what's the name of the one where they're all really stupid? You know, and those two movies combined. But yeah.
Well, all it is, Don't Look Up with Leonardo DiCaprio is an excellent satirical movie about what exactly is going on right now. And Broadcast News, of course, would be another great one.
Right. Thanks, Tom. We're going to a break. Wish I had more time for you. Yep.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
19. Yeah, and I've learned so much from the men that served in that conflict. Because it wasn't a war. It's about money, power. Just like all of them, right? Just like this clown on Facebook who hides behind Donald Trump's head. And you're going to criticize me and call me a lib and do your all caps and stuff. And then I tell you, what do you mean? At least I write paragraphs of that are my own thoughts and my own experience. And all you do is like memes and repeat like these little propaganda stuff. You can't even write a sentence. And then they come back with all they do is do the laugh. It's because you're an idiot. That's why, because you don't have anything to come back with, so you try to pretend like I'm the one that's stupid when you're too stupid to know you're stupid, and that's enough of that. We're going to, but I got criticized by people, you know, you shouldn't talk like that. To Nazis? Really? What, would you have gone up and shook Hitler's hand or something? Oh, I know the Republicans would, because they'd vote for him today. I'm going to Carolyn in Madison.
Hey, Pizza Box.
Nice to hear you again.
I'm here every Friday.
Yeah.
I got you on my ears every Friday. talking about road signs and things. Last time my son came to town, he asked if I had seen the sign. It said lane closed, but somebody with a fat marker put a P in front of lane and a T at the end of plane or lane.
You know, but I'm telling you, people don't know how to read the paint. Like, this is your lane, and this is my lane, and now you're in my lane. I'm never in anybody's lane. I play it like it's like a video game where I get points for driving the right speed, for staying within the lines, for not looking at my phone, because I'm sick of it anyway, man. I'm sick of everything. I haven't done much Facebook, and it isn't just because I'm moving and doing all this other stuff. It's worthless to me at this point.
Yeah, well, watch for the sign that says planet closed.
That's cool. Do you got anything else?
No.
Oh, thanks for that. Keep listening. Because that is the answer, folks. You know, if you think that I'm wrong about things, I'm like the normal person out there right now. If you could say that, right? I'm aware of what's going on. I have empathy for people who struggle. I don't feel sorry for myself. I feel hurt and I cry and then I rise back up again. But if you don't cry, you're missing something. There's a lot of sad things happening around us. Just a lot of really tragic, horrible things that aren't going to be resolved by hating people and launching missiles. And oh, by the way, you know, Bibi Netanyahu, he's a bunker boy, right? He's under the dome. Look at all the people that aren't. So people of privilege in Israel are under the dome. Do you understand that? It's not protecting the people that don't want anything to do with this. They don't want anything to do with Netanyahu. They tried to get rid of the bastard. He is a pig. They all are. All these dictators are, including Trump, who said that, oh, my God, Hamas is smart. Netanyahu's this and that and this and that. Careful, buddy. He's a right winger, too, man. Trump is a complete moron, people. Has been from day one. And those of you that think he's smart, it means that you're stupid. Do you understand that? You are not smart. Trump is not smart. These world leaders are not smart. People that live common, ordinary lives without materialism, those people are smart. And I'm getting smarter because I'm seeing this. And I'm like, you know, not having to be in a race to get somewhere because, oh, you want to go watch this and you want to go out. And then I see people in lines a mile and a half long trying to go to the same venue. First of all, did you know there's other ways to get there, people? You know, you can Google and it might say, well, this might be a minute longer. But now when the, you know, you got a mile long cars, that's the one you want to take. It's going to be about 20 minutes faster. Just awful. Hey, don't forget Jeffrey's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton, Wisconsin. Go to Jeff's Guitar.com. You know, he builds them, he fixes them, he gives music lessons, and he has gift certificates, but he also helps people move when they're in trouble. And he was having a tough time himself. Another dog that's not doing well. And I babysat their dogs, Jeff and Mari's dogs, and slept with those dogs. And they already lost one. And I feel that too. I feel awful when I see people losing their pets. It makes me cry because I know what they mean to those people, right? I mean, they're special. They keep us away from all this drama and anger and hatred. Now, mind you, I don't have hatred in my heart. I have anger, and I deal with it. And I have to deal with it because I don't want to be the road rager either. And occasionally, I'll get really mad because when you're going down, you know, a highway that's 65, and there's two lanes, and I'm in the right lane doing what I'm supposed to do, and you're flying up behind me, and at the last minute, you're going to go into a lane that's been wide open, and you knew you were going to pass me. Well, you know what? I take my foot off the gas, and I watch them have to swerve out of the way. And if you go in the ditch and flip over, dude, that ain't my fault, okay? Don't make me come back and have to give you first aid and call the police and ambulance and everything, because probably would. I didn't cause the accident, dude. You need to stop. All you guys need to stop this nonsense. Because when I do get mad, I'm a little tougher than you think, right? Remember when, hey, by the way, my engineer tonight, Aaron, nice job, brother.
Thanks, Beth.
First time we've met. Yeah, man. Remember when the Republicans played Keep On Rocking in the Free World? And then they heard the lyrics and they're like, oh, I think he's talking about us.
Yeah, and you mentioned that before the show and I brought up, you know, I think it was Paul Ryan who's like, yeah, I love Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
And then Tom Morello and everyone's like, dude, no, stop. You are the machine.
He hates you guys, man. Oh, he doesn't hate you guys. He despises you like I do. Hey, man, that was a quick hour.
Oh, absolutely.
And we will be back next week. And I, you know, unless something, you know, happens and the world changes. But I'm back. And I'll be back next week. Right here at Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Out of the Solidarity Realty Studio. The Civic Media Network. Download the app, people. You can listen to all kinds of shows. I listen to the other shows, too. Sometimes I even call in. Because that's the way you do it, man. Peace out, man. Stop war.